Candidates are required to evaluate the significant risks. In determining which are the most significant, candidates are demonstrating an understanding of the risk, how it arises, and how the audit will focus on these issues that may cause a material misstatement. Candidates that demonstrate a depth of evaluation are awarded more credit than those who just give generic responses. An issue that arises repeatedly is candidates attempting to find 9 risks for an 18-mark question and doing little or no in-depth analysis on any of them. This will not be sufficient to obtain a pass mark. This means some of the risks stated in these answers will be speculative or not significant and therefore score no marks. It also increases the time pressure for candidates as they're trying to cover too many things. Once again, examples seen by the examining team that do not attain credit included risks that don't arise at all in the scenario, such as a provision for the refit of the stores or splitting loans between current and non-current, both of which are neither a significant risk nor a business risk. The scenario contained information which gave rise to 5 significant risks, of which the majority of candidates were able to identify at least 4. These were the classification and measurement of properties, revenue recognition, trade receivables, lack of controls to holiday pay, and the missing shipment. With you, I did 4 of them, again, just to show you how normal students do it. Each of these could be evaluated in the context of the scenario, using the information provided, ensuring that the underlying accounting treatment was correct. In this exam, financial reporting from SBR and previous FR and FA is deemed knowledge. The majority of marks available in AAA will be for the application of the financial reporting knowledge, not simply the knowledge itself. Consistent with the September examination, it was disappointing to see that few candidates attempted to prioritise the risks. Professional skill marks are available to candidates who attempt this. Candidates are expected to identify the most significant risks and provide a brief justification for that choice. Again, credit was awarded for candidates who offered a reasonable explanation, and therefore a range of possible explanations are valid. Candidates should be aware this mark is for the act of justifying the reason, not the actual justification. Candidates can obtain these marks by either ordering their answer in priority order and stating that's what they've done, or just by summarising in a brief conclusion, which is what we did, which risks are the most significant. Where candidates use this method, if a candidate does not state which one or two risks are the most significant, but simply lists some or all, this will not be sufficient for credit. So always list the first one or two most significant in the conclusion.